For the first time, the planet has exceeded the 1.5 degree warming limit in the past 12 months. We, as adults, are failing at so many things. So, what are kids' ideas for a better planet? Welcome to The Circular Future, your access to thought leaders and innovations to help you be a business sustainability champion, even if it's not your core job. I'm your host, Stephanie McLarty, Head of Sustainability at Quantum Lifecycle Partners. It's safe to say us adults have not done a great job at preventing or even managing the climate crisis. Maybe it's time that we adults stop and listen to the next generation. For this episode of the Circular Future podcast during Earth Month, we thought of doing something different. Instead of speaking with industry leaders and trendsetters, we looked elsewhere. In other words, our next generation. Our efforts and attempts to change the current state of the planet is going to impact their lives in one shape or form. So we asked four children between the ages of 8 and 13 their thoughts about the planet, how we can reuse and recycle more, and what we need to do for the future. These kids are daughters of Quantum employees. And for the record, we put the call out to all of our employees, and it was only the girls who showed up. So what do we need to do? Let's ask them. Welcome, and thank you so much for doing this. And I know this is totally out of the norm to do this podcast recording. Plus, it's Monday after the long weekend, and I know you have school tomorrow, so we will keep this short, but I just wanted you to know on behalf of all of us at Quantum, we really appreciate you doing this. And I also want you to know there's no right or wrong answers here. This is for fun. So I want to start by asking you, each of you, your name, your age, and what grade you're in. Okay, so name, age, and grade.
Okay, so my name is Afia, and I'm in grade 8 and 14 years.
Awesome.
My name is Alicia, and I am 10 years, and I am in grade 5.
Awesome, grade 5.
Hi, my name is Maya, and I'm in grade 7, and I'm 13 years old.
Wonderful. And?
Hi, my name is Sari. I'm 8 years old, and I'm in grade 3.
Lovely. I love this. We've got a really nice range of ages here. So the first question I'm going to ask all of you is, why do you think it's important to protect the environment? So why do you think it's important to protect the environment, Afia?
Because when you protect the environment, you get clean water and sustainable seed. And for the future generations, and this present generation, nowadays people are polluting air, especially in Canada. When we protect environment, we get clean water, sustainable city, not using resources anyhow. And especially electronic waste, so people are using it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And that electronic waste is something that all of your parents, all of our families really deal with and work on a solution for. So love that. Alicia, what do you think?
I think it is important to protect the environment because we have to preserve the earth for future generations.
Totally. I think the same thing. Maya, what about you? Why do you think it's important to protect the environment?
Well, I think it's important to protect the environment because at the end of the day, it's our planet and it's our environment that we're living in.
Mm-hmm. Get that. And Sari, what about you?
I think because so people can stay healthy and the environment can stay like clean.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like that's right for people and for the environment. Now, I want to talk next about what do you think are the biggest challenges that we face in terms of our planet today? And I know there's been some comments around our health and our water and our waste. But Alicia, I'm going to start with you. What do you think are the biggest challenges that we have to deal with in terms of our planet?
I think global warming is a huge challenge because it's really warm like this year in Canada, it barely snowed. Like, and I also think it is like very hot, and also the animals are very vulnerable.
Yeah, that's a really big concern that we might lose so many species, so many animals. You're right. And we didn't get winter. Yeah. Great points. Thanks, Alicia. Maya, what about you? What do you think are the biggest challenges that are facing us and our planet today?
I think I would say for me, the top two biggest challenges would probably be climate change and pollution, because they're affecting our waters, the air, and the land. So they're affecting everything.
Zeri, what about you? What are the biggest challenges?
I also think global warming, because it's basically making our world like different weathers, like at different times when there should be something that is supposed to be to the weather, what's like what season it is that time.
Mm. Okay, thank you. And Asya?
It's totally deforestation, habitat destruction, pollution like water and land and ANSA. Like in Canada here, many people destruction like using e-wood, like consumerism actually. So this iPhone every year, like many people are buying iPhone and other phones like Samsung, like iPhone 6s are expensive, but people don't think that we don't have to spend more on what we want, but we have to think of the environment. And many people are spending more on iPhones, and these iPhones also contain like lead, mercury, and other stuff that pollute the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. They contain toxic substances, and if we don't manage them well, then they can end up in the wrong place, which is a great segue for the next question for you all, and that is around our waste. How can we encourage everyone to reuse more and to recycle more waste? We're all connected to, you know, e-waste recycling and reusing IT devices because of our families. But how do you think we can convince more people to recycle more and ultimately reduce waste? And Maya, I'm going to start with you. How do you think we can convince more people to reuse and recycle more?
I would say like for them to learn more about it, because right now a lot of people don't see it, so they don't really care as much. But I feel like if we teach them more about it, then they can learn about why it has such an impact on us.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any ideas on how we could teach people more about it?
Well, maybe we can, like, in school, for instance, we can teach them in school. Or maybe just like this, like what we're doing right now, it's teaching us a lot.
You're right. This podcast is aimed to teach others. So that's a really great point. Zeri, what do you think? How can we encourage more people to reuse more and recycle more?
I don't really know. Maybe what? Give them some money to make them reuse, and like give them money to start recycling more.
Okay, awesome. And Alicia, what do you think? How do we reuse more? How do we encourage people to recycle more?
I think we can do it by maybe having events for like in schools. We can promote this by like teaching the young, because like the young is our future, and basically, and like they can develop ideas, and we can have like events and everything.
Now, a few of you mentioned around educating the young and educating in schools, which is a great idea. How do we educate adults and really get adults to do new things? And ultimately, what is one thing that you wish grown-ups would stop doing that harms the environment? So that's my next question. What do you think, or what's one thing that you wish grown-ups would stop doing that harms the environment. And Sari, I'm going to start with you. What do you think?
I think they should stop buying things that they don't use and like wasting things. Like I also want like the people that make like food, like stop putting like days when they should not use it so we can just finish it and not waste it.
Yeah, there's so much food waste. Yeah, thank you. Afia, what do you think? What's one thing you wish grown-ups would stop doing that harms the environment?
Pollution.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Alicia, what do you think?
I think, like, the indigenous people, they use every part of the animal. So they can, like, they don't waste any of it. Like, we shouldn't waste food, too. I agree with Sari. And also, I think also pollution is also a huge problem, because even if we don't see like too much around, like I see it all over the streets, but if you go to some other countries, there's like a lot of pollution and like it's nothing compared to us. So I think we should like try to not throw it on the ground. Like there's a garbage bins for a reason.
Yeah, at Quantum we say put your waste in the right place. So put your, you know, recyclables in the recycling bins and the garbage in the garbage. And yes, I agree. And Maya, what do you think?
I would say pollution is a big one too, because for a lot of grown-ups and parents, they use transportation to get to work and like for grocery shopping and just for like day-to-day activities. So they use it a lot, and that can, like, affect our air, like, air pollution.
Yeah, that's right. There's air pollution, there's, like, waste pollution, and like, leaching of toxins into water. So it's a really great point. Like, there's lots of pollution. So I'm going to move on to questions now, and if you want to answer, you can raise your hand so I can see it, and I'll call on you. You don't have to answer if you don't want to. These are kind of fun questions. It's all about imagining what-if scenarios. So the first one is, imagine you have a magic wand, like you're a magician, and you can solve any environmental problem. What's the first thing that you would fix and why? So if you're a magician and you're like, I'm going to solve, you know, one thing, one environmental problem, what's the first thing you would fix and why? Alicia.
Global warming, because it's changed our earth a lot. Because like I mentioned, like many animals are like dying because of this. And like if you look at places which have icebergs and like which are usually cold, like Antarctica, that's a main cause of like mainly because of global warming. And there's also like animals they might get because it become like extinct, and it also a huge problem to our earth.
Yeah, it affects so much. Thank you for that. Anyone else want to answer? You could wave your wand. Sari.
What I would do is I would make more like trees, so we have more oxygen, and also more vegetables and fruits so we can stay healthy.
That's a great one. Yeah. Fruits and vegetables should be half of your plate, according to the food guide. Oh, yeah, Afia?
I would make a gazelle, an animal that has a sharp snout, a keen snout. Like, so the trees detect any pollution or habitats lost, resources lost. Lots of resources. Maybe to arrest people who pollute the air and educate them.
Awesome. That's cool. Okay, that's, you know what? That's a great transition to our next question. So if you could invent any animal, any new animal to protect the environment, what would it be like and what would it do? So that's a great answer, Afia. Sari.
Can I also say what I would name it?
Yes.
I would name it a weather bird, so it could like could like protect all the weather. Protect the global warming. So like it could prevent it from being hot every year. And it can also clean the environment.
That would be a really cool animal. Yes. Alicia.
So like trees breed in carbon dioxide and breed out oxygen, I would make an animal which is the exact same, except it's like cute. So like people can have it as a pet or something.
That would be cool. So almost like a dog or a cat that's at home, but it could like do this other function of breathing in carbon dioxide and breathing out oxygen. That's very creative. Yeah. Maya.
I would probably invent an animal that would be like every animal that is going to be extinct in the near future, because then this animal would be like, the animal wouldn't be fully extinct, because if the animal like reproduces, then its bloodline wouldn't be like fully gone, right?
Totally. That's smart. If only we could do that. Yeah. Cool. Okay, next question. If you could plant a garden with anything you wanted, what would you grow and why? If you could plant a garden and grow anything you wanted, what would you grow and why? And, you know, practical answers are good. Kind of creative or silly answers are good too. Sari.
I would plant like trees, but also another thing I would plant is like kind of like every house could have an ocean in their backyard or somewhere, so they could have somewhere to have fun and also like have more water in their environment.
That would be cool. An ocean in your backyard. You could go like swimming every day. That would be
great.
And
it doesn't freeze in the winter.
Yeah. Cool. Alicia.
Plant a tree which has which produces food, and also it has flowers, so it looks pretty. And also, you get food from it, and also, the oxygen, you get more oxygen from it.
I would probably plant two plants. I would probably plant milkweed for the butterflies, because monarch butterflies, they're going extinct. And I remember, a couple summers ago, or, springs, there would be, so many butterflies out, and now, it's very rare to see a butterfly.
It's true. And, yeah, and very rare to see a monarch butterfly as well. Yeah, thank you. Afia?
I would plant fruits and veggies, because human beings need fruits and veggies to grow healthy, and because of this pollution, it's gonna help them to, build yourself and be strong to face this pollution. And also these trees are gonna give them fresh air to breathe, not the polluted air.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Sari, we're coming back to you. If you could talk to animals, what's the first thing you would ask them about the environment?
Where is your favorite place to live in the environment?
Awesome. Cool. Anyone else want to answer that? What would you ask? All right. Afia, over to you.
I'll ask them why human beings destroy their habitat, their trees where they live. People cut down trees to build houses and other stuff, like chairs, tables, and stuff.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I would probably ask them what we can do to help. And, what we can do to, help them, save and, protect their homes.
That's great. Yeah. Alicia?
if like basically the same thing, like if they're but if they're okay and how can we protect them, their homes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very thoughtful. Okay. The second last question I'm going to ask you, and the last one's going to be a fun one. If you could have a superpower related to the environment, what would that superpower be? What would your superpower be in terms of the environment? Maya?
I would probably want to have the superpower of healing. I would probably want to like heal like the dirty ocean and like the polluted air.
That would be an amazing superpower. Cool. Sari?
I would have a superpower to like clean the air and make more like trees and keep the temperature like always normal.
That would be so cool if you could do that. Thank you. Afia?
So, I would replace lots of resources, then like build a new habitat for animals.
Alicia.
So I would control the temperature because it's really warm sometimes, and I would like control in winter. I would make it sort of not too cold, and like because it's really cold sometimes, and then summer is really hot, so I would make it like, I don't know, 20 degrees, maybe something like that.
Cool, and also warm. Very good. Love that. Okay, the last question for tonight, and you guys have done so great. What do you think your family really does at Quantum? So if it's your dad that works there, or your mom, or another family member, what do you think they actually do at work? Sari, I'm curious to see what you think.
I think they recycle electronics and make them like into new things. I think they also give people like money.
That's great. Okay, Alicia.
I think that you like help use computers, you fix them up, and then you resell them, so for like it's like reusing, and it helps the environment because it's degradable, like the computers and devices. They won't like really go in the, they won't get recycled really quick.
Yeah, thank you. Good answer. Rathia? Okay, Maya?
So I think what you guys do at Quantum is you guys recycle electronics, so then they don't end up like just stuck in a landfill. And I also think that you guys like fix computers or like any like electronics, so then they can like do their original purpose.
Absolutely. Afia.
So I think Quantum specializes in data destructions, resale, reuse of electronic waste, and recycling too.
I have been so impressed by all of you in your responses. You know, they've been very thoughtful, and you're so aware and passionate about this. And I thank you for that, because we need your voices to solve this big problem that we all face. So thank you. Before we finish, was there anything that anyone wanted to say? Perhaps there was something that you wanted to say earlier, or just something you want to make sure gets on the podcast. Great. And I was just going to say too, I feel so proud of you all. Like, I'm a mom, and if your parents I'm sure will listen to the podcast, but they would be so proud of you. So thank you. It almost makes me emotional. But I appreciate you.
I have one question. When do you think it will be out?
Yes, it will be out during Earth Week. Thank you. Thank you again. And have a great night and a great week ahead at school. We appreciate you. Okay. Bye. And remember, if you have old or redundant IT devices for reuse or recycling, we can help. Head on over to quantumlifecycle.com and contact us. This is a Quantum Lifecycle podcast, and the producer is Sanjay Trivedi. Thank you for being a circular future champion in your company and beyond. Logging off.